Well, you know, there are so many people out there, they think that the Bible is not really palatable for our generation here in America in 2021. So they feel like they have to kind of like censor the Bible, trim the message. You know, I mean, literally, I've seen a pastor reading through a passage of scripture and just skip a verse and say, well, I'm not, you know, you can read that at home. I'm not going to read that. Because it had a cuss word in it. Says who? Tipper Gore? Like who say, you know, who are we to decide which part of God's word is too inappropriate? Oh, this story is kind of rough. I don't think we should read this in front of children. Well, you know what? I'll read every part of this book in front of my children. And, you know, I bet a lot of the same people that are saying, like, I don't think you should read that, they're letting their kids watch all kinds of junk that's from Hollywood that's way worse than anything that the Bible says. You know, but they're worried that the Bible says bastard or piss or damn or ass. Probably giving somebody a heart attack right now. Hey, it's all in the Bible. Shut up and do what God told you to do and quit worrying about censoring God's word. I got enough problems. I'm not going to try. Well, I hope God's word is okay with America. I hope Americans in 2020. I hope the Republicans can handle it. I hope the Democrats can handle it. Nuts to them. It's not my problem. You know, I never sit there and think like, I know this is in the Bible, but should I preach this? Hey, that's God's problem. If God told me preach the word and he gives me this book, then you know what? If there's something in here that I preach that's too offensive, that's his problem. Let him worry about that. I'm not worried about that. I mean, you think God's up in heaven like, okay, well, I didn't mean for you to preach Leviticus 2013, though. I know I said preach the word, but use a little common sense. I didn't mean Romans 1. Oh, there he is. You think God's up in heaven and, you know, some angels reporting to God up in heaven like, Lord, he's preaching Leviticus 2013 again. And it's just like, how many times? Doesn't he realize that I didn't mean that verse when I said all the counsel of God? Folks, I don't sit and wonder like, I don't know if people can handle this because it's not my problem. My problem is to just say, yes, sir, and obey what God told me to do. And by the way, this mentality might even help you at your job. Quit worrying about stuff that doesn't concern you. You know, you're always correcting your superiors, right? And you're always telling the boss how to do it. You're always telling the foreman how to do it. You're always telling them how to, you know, why don't you just mind your own business and do your job? You know, instead of thinking that you're smarter than everybody. But you know what? That's one thing on your job, to think you're smarter than everybody. And you know, it's probably going to hurt your career a little bit. But if you think you're smarter than God, you know, then you're just a complete fool at that point. And so I'm so impressed with your clean mouth. Your mouth is so squeaky clean that even the Bible's too dirty for you. You know what? It's possible that your mouth might have just got a little too clean. And you know what? I'm literally accused of cussing from the pulpit all the time. Like, literally, people tell me all the time that they'll mention me to their pastor or something. He'll be like, oh, you mean the preacher who cusses? The cussing preacher? That's what they'll literally say about me. Like, I'm the cussing preacher. When have I ever cussed behind the pulpit not using a Bible word? Yeah, but you didn't use it the way that the Bible... Oh, you have chapter and verse on that? Where's that section of the Bible that tells me how to use Bible words? Because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the word bastard, I can use it however I want. But it's bad, though. Really? Do you have some evidence for that? You have proof for that? Folks, the bottom line is this. Okay, if your mouth's too clean for God, you know what? There are some ladies, they're too modest for God. They're too modest for God. That's why what about Islam? Did God tell women to dress up like a ninja? Did God tell women to wear black cloth on their body, head to toe, so that only their eyes are showing through a little slit? You know what you are at that point? You're more modest than God. God didn't tell you to be that modest. God talks about women wearing modest clothing, and he didn't say that. He never taught that. So is it possible to where you're holier than God? You're an idiot, is what you are. If you're just going to get, you got a cleaner mouth than God,
You're holier than God. You're smarter than God, right? You're so much more loving than God. You even love people that God hates. God specifically says there are people that he hates and you love them. Because you're just so much more loving than God is. You're more loving, you're more modest, you're smarter, you got a cleaner mouth. Well, I'm very impressed with you. And you know what? Uzzah, you know, he felt like, hey, I better get in here and do something. I know God said not to touch it, but hey, I know better. I know what needs to be done here. So I'm just going to go ahead and do it anyway. You know what, Uzzah? Mind your own business. Do what you're told and quit violating God's law to save God. God doesn't need you to save him. The New Testament doesn't need you to save it. God saves us. We don't save him. God gave his life for us. We don't need to give our life for him. Okay? God doesn't need us like we need him. Okay? So don't be an Uzzah where you think that it's all down to you. Okay? You know, preservation of God's word, I got to get in there and fix this darn thing. No, no, no. You're a fool because God has preserved it. You know, well, I got to make sure I stay safe. No, no, no. God's already got that covered. Jesus paid it all. You know, well, you know, I got to make sure that, you know, I clean up this filthy book a little bit so that people can handle it, you know, and I better make sure to leave out the parts that are too offensive.